We are thus safe from the danger that any truth not already familiar to him and to his flock should ever reach them through Scripture. But perhaps your patient is not quite silly enough for this church. Or not yet. At the other church we have Father Spike. The humans are often puzzled to understand the range of his opinions, why he is one day almost a communist and the next not far from some kind of theocratic fascism, one day a scholastic and the next prepared to deny human reason altogether, one day immersed in politics and, the day after, declaring that all states of this world are equally under judgment. We, of course, see the connecting link, which is hatred. The man cannot bring himself to preach anything which is not calculated to shock, grieve, puzzle, or humiliate his parents and their friends. A sermon which such people could expect would be to him as insipid as a poem which they could scan. There is also a promising streak of dishonesty in him. We are teaching him to say, "The teaching of the church is," when he really means, "I'm almost sure I read recently in Maritain or someone of that sort." But I must warn you that he has one fatal defect. He really believes, and this may yet mar all. But there is one good point which both these churches have in common. They are both party churches. I think I warned you before that if your patient can't be kept out of the church, he ought at least to be violently attached to some party within it. I don't mean on really doctrinal issues. About those, the more lukewarm he is, the better. And it isn't the doctrines on which we chiefly depend for producing malice. The real fun is working up hatred between those who say Mass and those who say Holy Communion, when neither party could possibly state the difference between, say, Hooker's doctrine and Thomas Aquinas in any form which would hold water for 5 minutes. And all the purely indifferent things, candles and clothes and what not, are an admirable ground for our activities. We have quite removed from men's minds what that pestilent fellow Paul used to teach about food and other unessentials, namely, that the human without scruples should always give in to the human with scruples. You would think they could not fail to see this application. You would expect to find the low churchman genuflecting and crossing himself lest the weak conscience of his high brother should be moved to irreverence, and the high one refraining from these exercises lest he should betray his low brother into idolatry. And so it would have been but for our ceaseless labour. Without that, the variety of usage within the Church of England might have become a positive hotbed of charity and humility. Your affectionate uncle, Screwtape.